AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. Georgia has executed Kelly Gissendanner, the only woman on death row in that state. She was convicted in the murder of her husband in 1997. Pope Francis had asked that her life be spared, but the Supreme Court denied her appeal, as did several other courts. A sobbing Gissendanner was given a lethal injection just after midnight. Our Kate Brumback was in Jackson.
She said, "God bless you all and I love you, Susan." She was addressing her attorney, Susan Casey, who was among the witnesses. She said, "You let my kids know I went out singing Amazing Grace."
The Kentucky County Clerk at the center of that same-sex marriage license controversy says she met Pope Francis while he was here in the U.S. Our Shirley Smith with this story.
The Kentucky clerk who went to jail for not issuing same-sex marriage licenses says she met with Pope Francis. An attorney for Kim Davis says she and her husband met privately with the Pope last Thursday at the Vatican Embassy in Washington. A spokesman for the Vatican did not deny that the encounter took place, but said he had no comment on the topic. Pope Francis didn't focus on the divisive debate over same-sex marriage during his visit to the United States. As he was leaving the country, he was asked about Kim Davis's case. He said he didn't know the details of it, but he defended conscientious objection as a human right. I'm Shirley Smith.
The Kremlin says it will not send troops to Syria. It will only use its air force to help the government there in the fight against Islamic militants. But this morning, Russia's parliament gave President Vladimir Putin permission to send troops to Syria. The vote was unanimous. President Obama is determined to end the U.S. war in Afghanistan and get the troops out by the time he leaves office. But now, U.S. military commanders want to keep a few thousand American troops there beyond next year. They point to the delicate security situation there. The Taliban just took the key city of Kunduz. This is AP Radio News. The question of whether Vice President Biden will run for president came up during a sidelines conference at the U.N. General Assembly in New York. Our Julie Walker is there.
Vice President Joe Biden was chairing the leaders' summit on countering terrorism when the Danish foreign minister, Christian Jensen, slipped up.
Mr. President, Vice President, sorry. Could have been, can be, who knows? If you have something news to tell us here, please let us know.
While the comment got lots of laughs from the international diplomats, Biden's mic was off at the time. But a reporter there says the vice president did smile. Biden is still deciding if he will run for president. Julie Walker, New York.
First Lady Michelle Obama has some advice for teenage girls. Don't shy away from being the smartest kid in the class. And don't worry about what the boys think. Her advice given to schoolgirls in New York yesterday. Rita Foley, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that "where's my money" feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.